Track 5, Clough Mill.
What the... Oh! I know you can't see me, but I'm... standing up to my knees in water. Just a minute while I... get out of the goit. Oh, I even managed to get my socks wet. What's a goit? It's a channel that carries the water from beck or stream to the water wheel in the mill. It's another name for a mill race. And I've just managed to land in it. Nobody said magic was perfect. Well, Ozzy's all right. He's landed on the branch of that tree over there. To continue. Thank you, Ozzy. Right. Where the modern notice board is today, this used to be, as you will have gathered, a mill race or goit that fed water onto a water wheel. That was long before Bancroft Mill and its steam engine. Over there you can see where the beck or stream comes down. There was a mill pond and a dam to hold the water back, although it's all silted up now. Where the car park is on Warmscape, just a bit further along, was Clough Mill. It was a huge mill, towering above all the other buildings. Originally, in the 1800s, it was powered by a huge water wheel. It was like Gillian's mill, but much, much bigger. Hundreds of local people would have worked there at one time, making cloth. Well, we know what a steam engine in the mill sounds like, but what did a water wheel sound like? Now, where's my little book of simple spells? Ah, here it is. Let's see if I can conjure up the sound of the original water wheel. Remember, it was big and inside the building. Right, this spell looks okay. Echoes from the past we want to hear. Reveal yourself and reappear! What happened to the mill and water wheel? Well, they were all demolished many years ago. Can you remember, Ozzy, how quiet the countryside was up at Gillian's mill? Well, eventually they got a big steam engine to drive the mill here at Clough Mill. But everything had changed. Most people wore clogs in those days. What are clogs? Well, they're a kind of shoe with a leather upper part where the laces are, but very different on the bottom part. The sole, as the bottom part is called, was made of alder wood and shaped to your foot. And then the local clogmaker nailed special clog irons on the bottom so the sole wouldn't wear out too quickly. Well, all that made a clattering noise on the road and on the pavements. There were other noises too, when all the mills, and there were a lot in Barnalswick in Victorian times, sounded their factory hooters, telling people it was time for work. Now I'm sure I have a special spell that will take us right back to that time so we can hear the sounds of people going to work in their clogs and the sounds of the factory hooters. Back in time to clattering clogs, hooting factories and barking dogs.
Follow the path until it meets the main road at Warmsgate. Turn right and play track 6 when you're outside the new ship, Independent Methodist Chapel.